Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Mental War. You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, your phone's buzzing nonstop, and you're constantly being pulled in a million different directions? Yeah, me too. But today we're tackling something crucial for winning this mental battle, setting boundaries without feeling like a jerk about it. Ever feel guilty saying no? Like somehow you're letting people down or being selfish? Trust me, I get it. We're programmed to please, to be helpful, and sometimes those yes-as just pile up until we're drowning in overwhelm. But here's the truth. Setting boundaries isn't about saying no to everyone. It's about saying yes to yourself. It's about protecting your time, energy, and mental well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. So, how do we do that without feeling like a bad guy? Let's break down five key takeaways that are going to help you master the art of setting boundaries. 1. Start with self-awareness. This is where it all begins. Take some time to reflect on your values, priorities, and what truly matters to you. What drains you? What energizes you? Identifying these things helps you understand where you need to draw the line. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone borrow your favorite jacket without asking, right? Your time and energy are just as valuable. 2. Communicate clearly and assertively. Saying no doesn't have to be a harsh word. Practice expressing your boundaries calmly and directly. A simple, "I appreciate the offer, but I'm fully booked right now," can be more powerful than over-explaining or making excuses. Remember, you don't owe anyone a detailed explanation for prioritizing yourself. 3. Don't be afraid to experiment. Finding the right balance takes time. Start with small boundaries and gradually work your way up. Maybe it's saying no to one extra commitment this week, or turning off notifications during specific hours. Pay attention to how you feel and adjust accordingly. 4. Practice makes perfect, and more confidence. Like any new skill, setting boundaries takes practice. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. Remember, it's not about being selfish. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self for everyone else. 5. Embrace the discomfort. I'm going to be honest, there will be times when saying no feels uncomfortable. People might push back, try to guilt you, or even get angry. But remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being. You have the right to protect your time and energy. Now, let's take this a step further with a real-life example. Imagine this. You're swamped with work deadlines, but a colleague asks you to help them with a project that falls outside your responsibilities. You feel pressured to say yes because you don't want to disappoint them. But deep down, you know saying yes will stretch you too thin and impact your ability to meet your own commitments. This is where setting boundaries comes in. You can politely explain that you're currently focused on meeting your existing deadlines and, unfortunately, can't take on anything else right now. Offer alternative solutions, like suggesting they reach out to someone else, or brainstorming ways to prioritize their current workload. See? It's all about finding a balance between being helpful and protecting your own well-being. So, remember this. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about saying yes to yourself so you can show up as the best version of you in every aspect of life. Don't let guilt or shame hold you back from creating healthy boundaries. Take these key takeaways and start implementing them today. You deserve to have your time and energy respected. Remember, guys, this is just the beginning. We're on a journey together, pushing past our limits and conquering mental warfare one boundary at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation over on social media. I'll catch you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.